Hello, and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hey man, how are you?
Pretty good. Lucky we like the intro so much.
I know, because we had a bit of a false start, but we're professionals.
Exactly, the show must go on.
We were going to cancel the show because it didn't work first.
Exactly.
But we went on.
Yep, to your disappointment.
Yeah.
What'd you get up to this week, Cambo?
This week, a few things. Ooh. Actually, a little bit disheartening for us.
Yeah.
I went to a launch of a podcast network, a Melbourne-based podcast network.
How many people were talking about it?
They're all so much better. They're all like comedians and like proper performers.
Yeah.
And I was just watching it and my little heart was sinking further and further going...
Do you know what? We are the David the Goliath, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
We will triumph. Sort of, maybe, probably not.
Nah, we'll get to 50 and then we'll stop, like all the other podcasts.
Actually, no, I think my theory was, a while ago, that most people get to 25 episodes.
And what number
this
is
this? This is
26.
Yes! All right.
Take that other podcast.
Yeah. The other unsuccessful podcast that didn't work very well.
So what's that? That was really fun. I really enjoyed that. I've been spending my last week at my current job before I move on to my new job.
I'm going to take
this opportunity to say there are people that I work with that listen to this podcast, and I haven't told anyone I'm leaving. If you're listening to this now, got one more shift and I'm done.
Yeah.
And then
by the way, screw you. I've always hated you.
So I just thought I'd take care of some personal goodbyes via the show, if that's okay with you, Nelson.
Yeah, that's fine.
Spoiler alert, I've already done it.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. What about you?
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think so. Broadcast it.
Yeah, exactly.
because then on my personal channel, I can be like, important personal information about me, listen to the episode.
Yes, exactly.
What about that marketing, Nelson?
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, you don't have that many people that care about you enough.
That's true. So
we'll still only get the three listeners.
I still get the people being like, oh, yeah, I should listen to your your podcast. What's it called again?
Anyway, don't worry. You on Friday.
Yeah,
Oh, well. Do you want to know what I got up to, Cambo?
Did I ask what you got up to, Nelson? No. Actually, I was going to and you cut me off.
Okay.
What'd you get up to, Nelson?
Well, I went to a 60th.
Ooh.
That's right. Old Agnes.
Yeah, for those that don't know us, we are each around 60.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing about podcasts. Roughly. You can never tell the age.
I'm 59, not over the hill yet, mate.
I'm 63.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no, it was actually two people's 30th.
So, yes.
You know how they do that? People like, hey, 60th.
Yes, I was invited to that, Nelson. Couldn't go, you know why? Is that a bloody podcast launch?
No. Yeah. Well, I see.
It's networking for us. I wasn't.
Yeah. Just go to talk to people and just sort of shy away.
I'm on a podcast too. Everyone's on a podcast. Everyone here has got a podcast, buddy.
Do you know, that kind of is the point, right? I feel like people that are not really, podcasters or really even listen to podcasts that much. When I say, oh, yeah, do a podcast, they're like, oh, whoa, that's pretty cool. Little do you know, like, so many people have their own podcast, and it's really easy to do.
They probably have a podcast. They just don't remember.
Yeah.
Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has one. But anyway, so I went to that 60th. Why are there never 59ths with, like, a 29-year-old and a 30-year-old? Nobody ever has one of those birthday parties.
That's true. That'd be a bit weird.
Why?
I don't know.
It's the same. It's basically the same. You just combined ages.
Aesthetically, it's not as pleasing, Nelson.
I know.
But for new listeners, this is about Reddit. This podcast.
No, it's not. Also, I do want to say, quick note.
Yeah.
I saw Logan.
Oh, yeah. What did you
by myself.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the best superhero movies.
That's good, right?
Yeah. I really loved it. I thought it was awesome. I struggled to think of what other superhero film was best. Somebody said to me Deadpool, but I was like,
probably thinking of... The new Fantastic Four.
Oh, that was awesome. That was really good.
Because I went into this and went, oh, I hope this is terrible. And it was. Yeah. I'm like, that hit the... Oh, exactly. That hit the spot. That was exactly worse than what I thought.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so
I try and explain to people, because obviously I'm a big comic book fan.
Yeah,
but I always try and say to people, like, it's not even just a good comic book movie; it's just a good movie.
Yeah, it is, and it's way more violent than I thought it was going to be. You don't have to be a
nerd like me.
Yeah, exactly. Now, yeah, super violent there. Right?
Yeah, it's good.
I did not expect. In fact, I think you might have told me that it was violent, but I just forgot. And
he's a big fan of the claw through the chin.
Yeah, in this one, straight through the face. Yeah. That is where. Anyway,
it's the last place you want to be clawed.
But that's what I thought was partly so awesome about it. Uh-huh. I was like, that's exactly what he would be doing. You know?
Did you enjoy? And
he was real.
We're going to spoil Logan here, so turn your volume down for like 30 seconds. Hmm. But did you enjoy how they made him look really old and kind of haggard? You're like, oh man, Hugh Jackman's looking a bit old. Yeah. But then there's the young him, and he still looks incredible.
Yeah,
wow. That's right. It took like a makeup to make him look bad.
Yeah, that's right. Still just as amazing as ever. Anyway, you can turn your volume back up now.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. They'll hear that.
Maybe I should yell it. I'm not going to. Anyway, let's get into Reddit on Reddit. Okay, so this first thing, right?
Yeah.
I put it on because I was like, oh, that's interesting. I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. But it's really controversial because it's about religion.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'll look for something else.
We don't often talk about religion on this podcast.
And then...
it's off-putting to the listener.
Well, see, this is just like blatantly about it. I feel like other things we've just sort of gone a roundabout way of talking about. This is like, nope, going to talk to you about religion.
Okay.
But anyway, I went to find something else and just forgot. So. Guess we're going to have to stick with it.
Can I tell you just a quick side note before we get into this?
Yes.
I've discovered one of the flaws of our podcast is we have a name that you need to explain. Because when I was saying to someone that we had a podcast, I go, it's Reddit on Reddit. That's R-E-A-D-I-T.
Yeah.
Not like R-E-D-D-I-T. That is what it is. Well, I didn't think of that because I thought, it's a punchy little name, but no, we have to explain it.
Do you know what also doesn't work? I found this out when I told my dad.
Yeah.
Is if you don't know what Reddit is, so he just thought it was R-E-A-D-I-T on R-E-A-D-I-T.
Oh boy.
Like, no, that's not. Man, you're like the other side of it that doesn't understand. Anyway,
that was a quick
very
side note.
Confusing. I understand
something we
now.
Should have worked out before we launched.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
This is why people have never chosen this name.
They
realized ahead of time. Anyway, it's too late now, guys.
Anyway, religion.
Religion. Okay, this is by I'm going to say Wifledman. No, actually.
You
I
were
think
so
it's
unconfident with that.
W-I-P-H-L admin.
Ah.
I think. I'm going to guess that there is a subreddit. W-I-P-H-L. Anyway, this is what they said.
What Reddit subcategory was this in, though?
Oh, I don't know. I wrote it down. It's not part of the deal, okay? It's basically
I really threw something at you there you weren't expecting. And
I know.
You're flustered.
It was in Get You're Motivated, sweating. Okay? Let's just... Are you happy with that? Actually, it might have been. There was just a subreddit called Videos. I reckon it might have been that one.
Okay, right.
Because it was a video.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Pascal's Wager?
No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have gone, yep, and we wouldn't have explained it.
Yeah, I would have been like, all right, next on Reddit on Reddit. So Pascal Wager is the famous argument that given the odds and potential payoffs, believing in God is a really good deal. So basically it's saying, if God exists and you believe in him, awesome payoff.
Yeah.
If God doesn't exist and you believe in him, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you're dead anyway.
So you may as well believe in God.
Yeah.
This blew my mind that it was even a thing. Yeah. Like, I just had no idea. But apparently it's like some logic, I guess, that some people use. I don't know. And... the thing was, okay, so this video, one of the things they put in it was like, okay, let's say that you're buying a ticket to the lottery and your odds are 1 in 100 and the payoff is $1 billion. You would say that that's worth, you know, buying a ticket.
Yeah.
And it might only be a $10 ticket.
Yeah.
I was like, you're just trying to make this sound better because you said the chances of winning $1 billion is one in 100.
Yeah.
I was like, you've blatantly just made that such a stupid argument already.
Because you could do the opposite. Say, you know, one in a billion shot of winning $100.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not worth buying a ticket. But that's, I guess, not necessarily the point anyway, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like the point itself sort of makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You're like, well, I guess you're right. I should believe in God.
Yeah.
But one thing they bring up in the video, right, is, and I'm not sure whether the person in this video is actually for it or they were just explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of seemed like they were for it. I don't know.
Either way, leave a nasty comment on their YouTube.
Don't you worry. I said, yeah, you're a dick.
Yeah,
it's my go-to line when I'm
something about Trump
trolling people. Exactly. Yeah, you're a dick. I bet you voted for Trump. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so one of the things they said was, so one of the counter arguments to this is that there are multiple religions.
Yeah.
So there actually is a negative payoff.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to talk about that. And I'm going to talk. I was like, what?
That's a good way to avoid an argument.
Exactly.
Look, there is this fault, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's weak even bringing it up.
Funny we just mentioned Trump. That's pretty much his.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ignore this.
Yeah.
Just
call that fake news.
There we go. I just thought that was so funny that it was like you brought up such a valid, like the most valid point.
Yeah.
And just chose blatantly. Like, you could have just not have brought it up, and maybe some people wouldn't have thought about that.
There is this one domino that brings everything crashing down.
Yeah.
Might not mention that one.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, because obviously the main reason for that is that some religions say if you believe in another religion, you'll go to hell anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just pointing that out for people who weren't keeping
That's
up.
Why we believe in all religions.
Exactly.
Even the contradictions.
Yeah.
We're very confused. We kill
confused.
People, but then we repent. It's a whole thing.
I know. Actually, I think that one religion, by the way.
It kind of disturbs our inner peace of our Buddhism.
I know,
It's a really mess. We're very unhappy.
Yeah.
But The payoff.
We're going to be living in
because we believe in all
slash Valhalla.
Yeah.
Slash
reincarnation.
Exactly.
Woo.
Wouldn't that just be the worst one? You know, the
reincarnation.
What's that? Hindu. Yeah.
Because you like to
do all this over again.
Oh, I did this.
Yeah, exactly. And then you would be, again, one of those people that has conflicting, which religion do I believe in?
Yeah.
So annoying.
That'd be the irony, wouldn't it, if you're Hindu? And then you die and you get, I hope it is Hindu.
Can't fact check. I think it is.
Show rule.
Sure.
You die and you get reincarnated, but then you're not Hindu in the reincarnation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then
bloody crapshoot.
Yeah. Also, the other argument was, how do you just all of a sudden believe? You know, like if you deep down don't believe in God.
Yeah.
How are you going to like get up to the gates?
The pearly gates, yeah.
Talk to Peter?
Just St. Peter, yeah.
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 No, I said that with confidence.
Yeah.
I'm deeply religious. It's like, anyway.
That's when you get up to the pedagogue and go, Peter?
Yes.
Yes. It is I, St. Peter. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was testing you.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. You remember, because you're pretty old. So I wasn't sure if you're all there. I think that would just be a funny conversation. You sort of said that you believed.
Yeah. What do you think?
But we know what you're thinking all the time.
Do you think if God exists, right, and you met him, and he's like, thank you, my son, for believing, and you go, well, you know, why not? There's literally no loss, is there? So I just thought, whatever,
man.
Of
Pascal's wager?
Yes. So I'm, I guess in a way, I must have invented that because I do all things, so... That's a weird. It was a weird phase.
Yeah, exactly.
I went through.
Took some drugs and came up with that one. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I get the logic behind Pascal's wager.
Yeah,
but
also
controversial.
Dumb.
Yeah, I think it's dumb.
Okay. Oh, by the way,
uh-huh.
You spoke about fact checking. I got fact checked.
Oh, face to face.
No, and it wasn't in person.
Oh, dear. Okay, so people that are new listeners, we have one show rule. We have many show rules. What? But the main show rule is that you can't fact check us unless you meet us in person and you do it face to face.
Yeah.
But someone broke the rule.
Can I just say,
yeah,
why did we say that they could do it face to face as well?
Because if
we're not like that morally nice people.
I don't know that many people that listen to the show. Like, I don't know as many people. Like, we have more people listen to the show than people I know.
Okay.
So I figure my statistics are lower. And the people I do know, I could probably just run away from.
There is nothing in the rules that said we couldn't run away from
you. We were talking about Pokemon the other day. I'm like, oh, God. And just start running.
Yeah. No, this one, though, I'm happy to be fact-checked about. Because I did something incorrect. It was by a friend of the show, Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
She said, we're talking about when you get vaccines.
Yes.
And I said that there was the conspiracy theory that the government is out to make money. And she said, she said the vaccines in Australia are free.
Yes.
So the government doesn't make any money.
Yeah.
In fact, they spend money.
That we know about.
But
what are they up to, Delson? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, that could be part of it. The theory still exists, but it is more about pharmaceutical companies.
Yes.
I just made the wrong you know, thing by saying that it was the government.
Yeah.
But there is obviously the potential idea that there is a few people in the government that are benefiting from this.
Oh, yeah.
From the pharmaceutical companies, because obviously there's rebates. Yeah. And
I don't disagree with that. I just think that vaccines are good.
But this was just on the topic of who's getting the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
It's not us.
It's not us.
Oh, boy. We do this show from a cupboard.
If I could sell out for vaccines. If somebody told me, hey, vaccines do nothing, but I'll give you $1 million, I'd be like, I'll preach the word.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
And that hasn't happened, wink, wink. What are you going to spend your million on?
I don't know. Probably a lawyer.
Now we need to remember to edit this bit out or we're in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know we always do. All right, I have another one. This is by Infinity is an Illusion.
Ooh, okay. Is this deep?
Already. Mate, this is so deep.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, it really sort of is.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of these experiences where maybe you just like caught in a conversation and you're like, man, I feel so dumb right now. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just something that's not like if people talk about football, right? Mm-hmm. Around us, we're just like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Yep. Like this is, I feel like I'm getting dumber just by being here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm about to make that happen for you.
Oh, wait. So are you talking about, You feel you're getting dumber because the conversation is dumb, or you feel dumb because you don't know anything about the conversation?
Because you don't know anything about the conversation.
Right. That's most conversations.
Football was a bad example. Because
I have that feeling every Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so this one, I read it, and I was just like, what the? This was in the subreddit Ask Reddit. Okay,
right.
You happy now?
Yes.
You've got the subreddit.
Well, yes, but we have a segment called Ask Reddit, Nelson. Why isn't it in there?
This is called... Oh, shit. No, it's actually Ask Science.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We don't have a segment called Ask Science.
Phew.
Go on.
Anyway, that was lucky. Okay. What makes the electron shells of the atoms between scandium and zinc seem to go haywire while suddenly regaining a stable outer shell increase from gallium to krypton? Why does this pattern repeat throughout the periods?
Good question.
It's a bloody great question.
Ooh, why does that repeat?
Yeah. I mean,
I was thinking about this the other day, actually. But then, I was thinking about it, but then that Iron Fist came out. So I started watching that.
Yeah, right.
So does he have an answer? Because I was thinking about it, but I didn't get to the answer.
Just what were your theories anyway? Just like throw them out there. Just...
Here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
If Danny Rand has the power of the Iron Fist, why is it only one of his fists? That's what I was thinking about. You mean about the science thing?
Yeah.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, right. But that just almost, I would say like 90% of that, that sentence went completely over my head. I just feel so dumb. And that's not the first time an Ask Science.
Yeah. Which is why we generally avoid those subreddits.
Yeah.
Because, like, we just like to create an echo chamber of things we already know about and think are true.
Yeah.
And we like to hear that heard back, like, spoken back to us.
Exactly.
That's someone's like, isn't Daredevil the best? And I'm like, yeah, he is the best.
Damn straight, yeah.
I'll listen to this guy more.
Yeah, that's right.
Then someone's like, what about this new information? I'm like, no, thank you.
Learning? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that makes me feel like an absolute idiot.
Yeah, I know. Like, who is just... And sure, I don't know.
What? No, okay, did you... I think I know the answer. Did you go onto the thread?
I did not.
Okay, good, because the first comment might have been like, this is gibberish. That's and true. You don't know that. He may have just made a bunch of stuff up, and then like the guy's like, I'm a scientist. None of this is anything.
Do you know what? That is brilliant. That makes me want to do an Ask Science
question. You make up a bunch of terms, and all the scientists go, oh my God, I don't know.
This guy's a genius. We'll do a study immediately.
Why does it go crazy? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, also, they mentioned Krypton.
Yeah.
Isn't that from a Superman?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's his home planet. So this is gibberish.
This is gibberish. It's a lie. Anyway, just thought I'd make you all feel like idiots.
Yes. Or if you know, what was the question? Why does it repeat itself or something?
Well, there's kind of two questions.
If you know the answer to either of them.
Do you want me to repeat them?
No. Okay. No, we've got to wrap this podcast up kind of quick. We don't have an hour.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. If you know the answer to any of what Nelson said.
Without cheating.
This is Reddit related. Explain like we're five.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Illy five.
Illy five.
All right. Well, that's Reddit on Reddit. Let's go into Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This is by Homo Sapien 12.
Oh, he's only the 12th one.
Yeah.
He must be old.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm the 953rd. I think they just reuse numbers.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think I'll be fairly new. Yeah.
Anyway, today I learned that 50 years before women were allowed to enroll in medical school, Margaret Ann Bulkley dressed as a man for 56 years to study medicine to become her alter ego, Dr. James Barry. It was only when she died in 1865 that her secret was exposed after 46 years of working as an army medical officer.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so... I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Like,
a woman did all that? That's crazy. They can't do medicine.
I know. She probably killed heaps of people.
No, that's... that. Okay. That's... Yeah, that's insane. So she lived her whole life from that point on. I mean, publicly as a man.
Exactly. So 56 years. That is so just
mental. What year was it? Does it say the year? It just says 50 years before women were allowed to practice medicine.
Yes.
I imagine that is late 18th century.
It says that when she died in 1865.
Okay, yep.
Oh, so 56 years. It's like early 1800s.
This isn't maths on Reddit, no.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, my point
that
is...
That would be a great trip.
Do you think back then it was a pretty easy disguise of pop on a top hat and a mustache and people like, that seems to part, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. I was like, how do you...
Or maybe she was very progressive and even back then she was doing the don't assume my gender. Like, yeah.
Hey, you a woman? Hey, don't assume.
And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
I can't
use
believe
any bathroom you want.
Exactly. No, well, I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, wow, if somebody can get away with it for 56 years, who else do I know that is secretly a woman or man?
Yeah.
Cambo?
I think you're looking at someone behind me.
Is that really you? I haven't seen your penis before, so I'm going to assume that you're a woman.
That's true. Unless I get it out right now, how will we know?
Oh, you are.
Yeah. I don't wear pants during this podcast.
Yeah.
It's not visual. I can do what I want.
Exactly. The other thing that makes me like, you know, you hear things from history about slavery and stuff like that.
Makes you emotional. Like a woman, Nelson. I'm under you.
Don't assume my gender. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, okay. Some things in history really blow my mind that humans were so...
Ignorant?
Ignorant.
Yeah.
and like harsh on just for no reason whatsoever. Like it blows my mind. Obviously, it still goes on today in certain elements.
It's that classic thing where someone has a monopoly and they're scared of anyone else getting to do that as well. Yeah. Will somehow lessen that.
Yeah, that's right. You know. But it's like, you know, one guy going like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, head of medicine. Oh, I don't want women. I don't want anybody else involved, but I can't really block out everyone, you know, because then I'll be ridiculed. So I'll just get all the rest of the men on my side will agree that women shouldn't be able to do other things, and then we'll be superior. Like, I don't know. It just seems so crazy. Yeah. And I guess
as men, because we are men, or are we?
As far as you know.
Yeah. For the most part, apart from physicality, women are better at most things.
I know.
It's like men are dumb and they've got the lead and now they're terrified because there's someone that's better coming out. And they're like, no, they can't do that. It's illegal.
We need to stop this.
Can't do medicine. It's for us only.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, I went to a male-only school and we had shorter periods because men are so dumb. They can't concentrate for long enough.
Yeah.
And then our sister school, they have longer periods because women are a lot smarter than men.
Yeah.
And they can concentrate for that long.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I think it is. I think it's someone that is unqualified, scared that someone that is more qualified is coming up, and then they're freaking out.
Yeah, that's right. That's why Trump's against so many people.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
severely underqualified.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's worried that other people are going to overtake him.
Man, Mexicans could do everything.
Exactly.
Better build a wall.
Yeah, that's right. What was I going to say? I don't know. I lost it. You started talking tonight.
Sorry, I kind of just rambled.
Thanks, Cambo. I probably had a great point, and... Oh, no, this was going to be my point.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Because I think sexism
must be a serious
must have
started. You put your drink down.
Oh, yeah. I think sexism must have started, right? Uh-huh. If you look back, these cavemen and women.
Yeah.
You just have the man that obviously has to go out and hunt.
Yeah.
Based on
physicality.
Physicality. Because, you know, stronger, faster, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's just where it started. But then, at what point? Because there must have been a tipping point, right? Where it's like, okay, we don't need... Women don't need men to help them live anymore.
Yeah, I think it was 2004.
Right.
Yeah.
See, since then, we should have just been totally equal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's surely where it stems from, right?
Yeah, it's just weird generational hangovers.
Yeah.
And like anything, it'll eventually die out. And that's a harsh way to put it, but it'll eventually die out of people. And I like to think that eventually things like, everything, like racism and homophobia and stuff like that.
Well, it seems like that's what would happen, right? Because so many things have been made redundant already, like slavery, for example, as one of them.
And time was that people were scared of anyone that wasn't white. Or not people. White people were scared of anything that wasn't white. And now, for the most part, people couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be the same with religions.
I'm scared of white people.
That's true, yeah. They're the worst.
Exactly. Because they're the ones that will, you know, have been mean to all the other races.
We're really mean white guys.
I know. It's what makes me so scared of white guys. I'm so confused. Anyway, I have another today I learned for you. Oh, God, it's another difficult one. Oh, wait. No. Sort of not. Okay. This is by Throwaway N-E.
All right.
Today I learned that there was a church of euthanasia. Their motto was save the planet, kill yourself. What you might think is, well, I've never heard of this. They must have been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they were too successful.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all. Okay, so...
so successful.
What country do they operate from?
Peru.
Okay. Sorry, I was assuming you looked this up. I'm so sorry.
No.
They were too successful.
That was awesome. Do you not get the joke?
Yeah,
they
I do.
They kill themselves.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know whether they were successful
all,
or not.
Euthanasia isn't just killing yourself.
No, but that's their motto.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think that, because obviously the idea is like, I don't know, you could euthanasia if you're going to die.
Die with dignity.
Yeah. But their motto is save the planet. So obviously it's not about, they're sort of saying, oh, humans are screwing up the world.
Yeah.
We should just kill ourselves.
Do you think that there was a point in which they're like, well, we'll all kill ourselves and everyone else will do it as well. So we'll do it and assume everyone else does it as well.
I think that was it. I think the religion was just two people.
Yeah.
I guess it was like, hey, how about this? Hey, that's a great idea. And they killed themselves. That was it.
Yeah.
They
and as we know,
other people found a note.
Those two did save the world.
That's true. We were
in 2017. People. The world's doing fine and dandy.
Thank you.
By the way, did you hear about those nuke tests that were going on in South Korea? No, North Korea. Which is the bad one? North Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah.
yeah, I did see something about that.
Yeah. Well, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We are A-OK.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys, for your saving the world.
Also, I was going to say,
we're making light of a lot of very heavy topics this week, aren't we?
I saw a thing. Oh, no, it was last week or the week before. Remember I was watching the girl who was giving a speech because she was from North Korea?
Yeah.
That was really intense.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's all I had.
Can you imagine, right? If we in any way got any kind of success and you know how like companies will sponsor a podcast? If Audible's like, we want to sponsor them, but they just keep talking about politics and religion and suicide.
And none of it's funny.
Yeah. None of this is anything we want our brand to be associated with.
And I think, so maybe,
mm-hmm.
North Korea might sponsor us.
Yeah, that's true. Supreme Leader,
we
if
think
you're listening,
great.
If you're listening, and you're definitely not, because I think the internet is banned there.
Except for him, surely.
We'll take your money.
Yeah.
As we stated, we're evil white guys.
Exactly. This is working in perfectly. anyway.
And or Russia.
If there's anything to take away from this episode, save the planet, kill yourself.
Yeah. Good title.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Do you find that we often find titles as we're like, this is something we should do either before or after the podcast.
Yeah.
But we're so hack at this that in the podcast we'll go, oh yeah, that's a good title.
Let's do it.
We may as well upload the audio file of us uploading this podcast as well.
Yeah, that's right. But that would be way too long.
That's true, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that was that one. That was pretty short. It's just funny. They kill themselves.
It was so pithy.
Why their religion doesn't exist anymore. Anyway. Okay, now it's time for shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by
Tanayanmix. Do you have any easy names?
No,
week?
Why do people do this? It's horrible.
This is Alan. Is that such a hard name to have as a username?
Exactly. My name is Nelson Ellingham. Just put that in there. Okay. All right. When the person you're dating asks, what are we? It's like the free trial period has expired and you have to decide whether or not to get a subscription. It's so funny.
Well, because you and I have long held a theory about relationships that you don't specifically really have to say, will you be my boyfriend or will you be my girlfriend?
Hey, sir.
Right. Because we both assume that if you're seeing someone for a couple of months, it's going well. You're like, okay, well, I guess. Yeah. But as I turned out, I think we're the like minority by far.
Oh, yeah.
Because I currently have a girlfriend, and I definitely had to confirm it, apparently.
Really? Yeah.
I was like, because she was like, can we be officially this? And I was like, yeah, I thought we were, man.
Aren't
like,
we that? Yeah. How many people have you been sleeping with?
Oh, so many. Oh, my God.
But now we're official. It's fine.
I'll get rid of most of them. Most of them!
Yeah. Well, I sort of had that experience as well in the opposite way, sort of, right?
Yeah.
Where I was seeing a girl for quite a while, and
bragging,
I was kind of like,
right.
I was kind of like, okay, we're like sort of a, you know, we're a thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you said, no confirmation necessary.
Yeah.
Until it was like, oh, I think we're not a thing. Not because she was like, you know, not because she was like seeing other guys or anything like that. But just that we sort of like stopped hanging out and stuff, and that we didn't really like do anything together as such. Like, we wouldn't go out on dates or anything. I was like, okay, maybe I needed to earlier
solidify like the idea this. That you're with your parents showing photos, being like, she's so wonderful, mom.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's out somewhere. And someone's like, you got a partner? She's like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No, absolutely not.
I think that's what happened, basically.
We joke, but it happened.
Yeah. Maybe. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. What was the shower thought? Free trial.
Yeah, free trial. Yeah, it was basic. Works,
it was on point. It was on point. Sometimes we get so off topic and ramble so much that I just completely forget what the question even was. But that one works.
That one works.
What else do you want, guy who said that? We expanded on your bloody topic.
Let me tell you his name. Tornay man.
Okay.
I have another one here.
Okay.
This one's much easier. It's by 211 Orwell. Or 211 Orwell.
Yeah, cool.
Or 211 Orwell.
Oh god, which is it?
Oh my god.
It was so easy.
Masturbating to your significant other is as loyal as relationship goes. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't have much else to say on that.
Yeah.
Just that I'd say, you know what, that is if I learned my significant other was masturbating over me, I'd be like, you know what? Let's get married. I think that's it. I think that's the tipping point.
No, I reckon I'd be like, that's weird. Yeah. I mean, if she's listening, and I don't think she does. Obviously I do that.
Yeah.
I don't ever think of, I mean, what are you, crazy? Stop questioning me. Let's just go on to the next one. I mean, what is it?
Anyway. I do have another one.
Good. Oh, thank you. Move on, quick.
I knew these ones were going to be short, so yeah. I just thought I'd give it. Okay. This is by Jorogasm. We make fun of people Instagramming their food, but lest we forget, during the Renaissance, lots of artists were just painting bowls of fruit.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I like the idea of, you know, like people, obviously, early Instagramming days, taking photos of food, and people were like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then just too many people started doing it. And then people started realizing, oh, yeah, this is super weird. Why are you taking photos of food? Do you reckon that happened with the bowls of fruit?
My only concern, and I say this having studied Renaissance art, he hasn't fully grasped Renaissance art. It's not that much fruit bowls.
There was a lot of fruit bowls.
In paintings.
Yeah.
With other things.
Mainly fruit. Okay. They could have.
It was a lot of religious stuff.
You could have called
mainly
it.
Mainly bananas.
The fruit of resistance. Resistance.
Yes. Well, Nelson's had a stroke. But yeah, okay. So,
but I think that there was. Yeah, I'm not saying that it was majority that.
To be fair, To be fair, I think the paintings of bowls of fruit are also dumb.
So. Yeah, they are dumb. Yeah. No, but that's my point. Yeah. I'm saying at one point, one person painted a bowl of fruit, and they're like, and people are like, "Oh my god, that's freaking amazing!
Yeah.
I love bowls of fruit." And then everybody else started painting bowls of fruit, and they were like, "Oh my god, this is pathetic!
Yeah.
Why? I've seen the same banana before."
Yeah.
Okay, it gets old.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon. It's the same with Instagram.
So you think the first person that uploaded a picture of food to Instagram, remember, oh my god, man, that's...
I reckon they were the genius.
Yeah.
Okay? They're probably some French guy.
Manuel.
Exactly. And it was of his baguette.
Racist.
What if it was?
Yeah.
Then who's racist? Probably still me.
I think him.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know how that works.
Okay, anyway, that was ridiculous.
Here's the thing, right? So that came up, and we didn't get that much mileage out of that topic.
No. Yep.
But notice that we've left it in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody is listening, and they're like, wow, this goes on for an obscenely long amount of time that it shouldn't.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they cut out.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how long and stupid it would be if they if they left everything in.
We record for 4 hours. This is just the best of it. Yeah, well, yeah. No, we were both amazed when someone else we know had a podcast, because everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
And they're like, oh, yeah, sometimes we talk about topics, but they don't go anywhere, so we just edit them out. What? That's running time. That's not, what are you doing?
What? You're wasting valuable.
Do you know, it's just...
What do you mean your podcast is under an hour?
People, they like really long off-putting podcasts.
Do you know what I think the thing is?
Yeah.
Like, when I was younger, growing up with an Italian mother, coming back to food here,
yeah.
It was like, nothing goes to waste.
Uh-huh.
Put something on your plate, you freaking eat that.
Yeah.
So the same thing. It's like, we're talking, we've got to have that in.
This is
got to have that in, okay? Otherwise, it's just a waste.
Yeah. We've wasted those words that we spoke.
Exactly. Waste of time. Anyway. Let's move on, shall we, to Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. This is by CMK112. In a serious food fight, a food fight to the death.
Okay.
What would be the most appropriate food weapon?
That blower fish.
What?
There's that blower fish that if you don't cook it right, it kills people.
Okay.
Throw it into their mouths.
And then shove it down their throat. Make them chew and swallow. Wait, don't make them chew.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
They could choke to death as well.
Yeah.
Do you know it's such like a small portion of the fish? You would have to have so many to like try and kill a room full of people.
Well, how big is this food fight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let's set some parameters.
I'm thinking like American elementary school,
right.
Like size,
see,
right?
I went like medieval banquet hall.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's
different strokes for different folks.
They didn't really have food fights then, right?
They just had actual fights, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Food was just
they
there.
Brought out swords. Yeah.
Okay, American elementary school cafeteria.
That's just what I picture. When I think of food fights, that's where it happens.
Okay,
so that's like, what, maybe, let's say, at the time, 100 people.
Yeah.
That's about right.
It's probably more, but we're going to say 100 people.
Yeah. I don't know. I did think of... sort of along the same lines, but it's only really percentage based, which is like peanuts. A lot of people have peanut allergy.
Yeah, it depends.
But then that's only like a small percentage of people because you just throw peanuts at them.
Because the traditional food fight thing is throwing food.
Yeah,
but if you can get some kind of projectile launching of food,
potato gun.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right? Yeah,
to the temple.
Yeah,
that'll kill a man.
Point blank. So you kind
of or a woman.
So you can't... I love how you said that. Like, ugh, sorry if I ever come across as being sexist. Yes, women, I could kill you too with a potato gun to the head.
Yeah.
So what, you tackle them to...
murderer.
You tackle them to the ground, hold the cannon to their head, then...
Double tap.
Because I think it would be really... like, the further back you get... like, that loses a lot of velocity.
Yeah, okay, so you're talking point-blank potato handgun.
Yeah.
I can get around that.
Yeah, I could make...
Because you could get some kind of, like... You get, like, a canister of gas. Really power that thing up.
Yeah.
Like an air-compressed...
Isn't that how they
range.
Work? Don't they have, like, gas?
But, like, you get the small portable screw-in ones. You get yourself a close proximity gas-powered potato handgun.
Okay. Or...
yeah. Boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Boil them real good.
Real hot. Now I was thinking like, because I remember watching something.
Yeah.
There was like, it was some stupid documentary.
Yeah.
About guys that chop stuff with their hands. Like break objects.
Yeah.
Like bricks and things like that. And one of the things they broke was a coconut.
Yeah.
Because they said that that's actually the shape that it is. It's actually so hard that it is more structurally sound than somebody's head.
Oh.
Like the pounds per square inch before it breaks.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
thinking...
coconuts.
Coconut to the head.
Yeah.
That'll break your head.
Open. Got... now, this goes by... it wouldn't kill everyone, but I'm going by, you know, statistics here.
Okay.
Someone in that crowd, probably anaphylactic.
That's what I said about peanuts.
Yeah.
It's literally what I said.
That's what I mean. So what you do is you drop all the peanuts first, get rid of them.
Yeah.
And then you go to town with the coconuts.
Okay.
As a strategy.
Yeah.
Or someone's fructose intolerant. It's okay. So do the peanuts. Do
I'm
some
lactose
fruit.
It makes me throw up. You just have a bunch of people throwing
you're,
up.
But then you're not at your best, are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Then so you get the coconut.
Yeah. And then to end it all, once the coconuts have fallen, so you take shelter. You take shelter during this.
Okay. You just wait until all the allergies are
until all the things you've set up to drop have dropped. Yeah. Coconuts to the head will kill you.
Yeah.
And anyone that's not dead, then you get the close proximity handgun potato gun.
Okay.
Yeah. And you finish them off.
Alright. Solid plan.
Yep. If you have a better plan, why don't you write in?
Write in. Actually, how about pineapple?
I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want people writing and telling me how they kill people with food. I don't know what kind of precedent we're setting here for this show.
Well, now that we work for North Korea,
that's true.
It's useful information for them. Yeah. We'll sell it.
Also, how would you build a nuke?
For low cost. No, I just thought of the best food fight weapon. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of prickly pears?
Yes.
They are the worst, most dangerous fruit, I would say, on the planet. Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember one time. So it's, for those who don't know, it's literally a fruit from a cactus.
Yeah.
So it has lots of needles. I remember one time my friend Nicola was over at my house and my mum had bought some prickly pears and we were drunk.
It's a very Italian thing, isn't it?
Sure. I don't know. So Nicola was like, oh, what's this? And just picked one up, right? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, ow. And then she threw it to me as she said, ow. And then I caught it, you know, it was a natural reaction.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And so I threw it back onto the bench because when you eat it, you're meant to get tongs and then like cut them open. So we both had like splinters in our hands for days as well. They're like tiny see-through ones that you can't really tell. So I reckon just get a bunch of them hurl them at people.
And,
if anything,
and
it would just be really annoying.
In this food fight, you're going for Nicola first.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so why don't you do a combination drop of coconut prickly pears?
Okay.
Yeah.
See, if I could plan this ahead of time, right? Well, actually, this is exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay. I would set up like a net above the lunch area, right? And it's filled with peanuts, coconuts, and the prickly pears.
Yeah.
And you just drop that. That is a deadly combination.
That is. See, what we have to do is every time that we're in a like some kind of lunch hall, we'll go there an hour before. On the off chance that a food fight does break out to the death, we'll always be ready. Like Batman.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. Because it's bound to happen.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Here's another one for you. This is by Mamory Shaman. Mm-hmm. Guys who go commando and girls who go clamando. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Apparently, commando is guys and clamando is girls. Or they just misspelt this.
Yeah.
But then why would you say guys and girls who go commando? Anyway.
Yeah. It doesn't make much sense.
Anyway, okay. Guys who go commando and girls who go clamando.
Yeah.
And or braless 90% of the time. What was it that got you started and what keeps you doing it? I have an ulterior viewpoint to this.
Yeah.
Why don't we go commando? Why do we wear underwear? I don't know why. Yeah. I read this and I was like, oh yeah, why do they do that? Wait a second. Maybe I'm the fool.
It's true. Now I've quickly Googled something. Female commando is called a female commando. So I don't know where they got that name from.
I don't... Clamando. That is so weird. Anyway. So, my point is...
Yes. I was listening.
Why? Yeah, it looked like you were listening. Yeah. My point is, why do we wear underwear?
Yeah.
Kimber, why? What's the necessity?
I don't like the feeling of it being too free. I'm pretty restricted with the old fella.
But, I was thinking about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, I reckon that's just something you've conditioned yourself with because you've always worn underwear.
Yeah, but now I can't give it up.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You reckon they're onto something?
I reckon they're onto something.
Do you think it's just that...
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to be like,
Don't you wear that underwear. And then we'll ask them when they're in their 20s. Like, hey, what do you? How do you feel about this? They're like, oh, I've had so many diseases and things. It was terrible.
Surely now it's conditioning, and it's kind of like just an extra, like, I think bras make more sense than underwear because bras keep everything.
Yeah.
Because that would be annoying. You I can imagine. Get
bad back.
And I imagine whatever. Just having,
I
them,
think
having them,
I'm not a girl.
having them move all the time would be annoying if they were quite large. So I see why you'd be like, all right, I want them in place.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've got a real huge dick.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, oh, okay, that thing in, that thing is swinging.
I mean, that's right. Well, maybe then you just get like some sort
but,
of straps. Just strapped if you really wanted to wear underwear.
But I also like them as a backup insurance. Should my pants fall down, I have one extra layer to stop my embarrassment.
Okay, yeah. So it's just the protection of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Okay. But that actually, yeah. I've been tacked before, so I guess. Yeah.
Or just anything, like your pants get caught on a ladder or something and pants fall down. You're like, haha, I didn't see my dick yet.
But like, would it really matter? I don't know.
You haven't seen my dick.
I'm all for...
As you stated before.
That's true.
It's, ooh,
you good. Just want don't want me to find out you've got a vagina.
Yeah, it's true. That's why I wear underwear. Stuff it with stuff. Like, yep, definitely a penis in there.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Anyway, it's just my point.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, maybe, listeners.
Maybe there's something to it.
Just tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this, no matter what day you're listening to it, don't wear underwear.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that because I have to meet my new boss.
No, that's fine. So- What? It's not like he's going to be like...
He might.
Hey,
he might.
Do you have underwear on? Or Dak you would be the other
thing.
Thing
is, he might. Part of the job. Like, oh, welcome to the office. Pop pants off. Put them over there. I assume you're wearing underwear. This will be fine.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Thought I was doing marketing. What is this?
Oh, no. This is porn. Anyway. But apparently you still need underwear for porn. I don't know where I was going with that. All right. That was Ask Reddit. We went pretty quick through those last couple of topics.
Well, you know, we don't want to waste anyone's time.
That's true. That's the last thing we want to do. All right. Now it's time for Ask Me Anything.
Yes.
Where listeners, just like you, can write into the show and ask us anything they want. Anything.
Yes.
But not some things, because we did have a bad experience with Vin.
Mm-hmm.
Speak of the devil.
Vin's written in.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal this one.
Okay. Okay. You might have to tell me the other one as well, because I forget. And the internet's not working on my thing.
Well, look it up, mate. Anyway.
Okay.
I feel Vin is leading us into a trap here.
I did read this, and I was like, Vin, what are you taking for? For idiots? For idiots, Vin?
Well, how stupid is this? Hey, guys. I have a series of questions that I want to ask that are all linked up. If you answer this question, you are agreeing to answer the next two I have.
Which... we're not agreeing to, just by the way.
Mm-hmm. I am curious, and I think I want
to
poke...
That's what he wants you to do.
I think I want to poke this bear.
Well, because I mean, we'll just get to the point where he asks us about some inappropriate thing, and then we won't do that one.
Here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
He can keep emailing in, but how will the listeners ever know? But...
because they'll be like, hey, Vin said he had a series of questions, and you stopped... saying Vince
no,
questions.
But we'll be like, yeah, weird thing, he just stopped emailing.
He did,
I don't know what happened.
I think he's dead, I don't know.
So Vin wants to know, is there a food that you love so much that you would go out of your way just to eat or do anything for? Love the podcast, guys. Keep it up. Regards, Vin.
Funnily enough, he didn't make up that last bit.
No, that was actually... we often do make up a little praise for ourselves into females, but that one was real.
Do you know, I was thinking about... this as well, in the fact that, he's leading us into a trap. Yep. I don't know. I don't really want to answer it.
Yep.
But I think if the questions are all related, I'm just going to ruin it straight away, because I don't really have anything that I have to eat. There's things that I will binge over, but it's not, there is not one thing that I'm like, oh man, I can't go without this in my life.
So I am a little bit the same. I have foods that I can eat an ungodly amount of.
Mm.
But I can also, I can generally like kick them as a food
and yeah.
not be affected. Yeah. So I think I've explained before party pies.
Yeah, which right.
For people
yeah.
outside of Australia, yeah. mini meat pie. Yep. And much like a dog will never know that it's full, it just doesn't have that section of its brain where it can eat itself to death.
Yeah.
I have that specifically with party pies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll just eat, I'll just like inhale them.
Yeah, yeah.
I can eat one pie and be fine. Mm. And I can eat 8 pies worth of party pies and not feel it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And the other is mashed potato.
Oh, right.
I can yeah. eat an ungodly amount of mashed potato.
That's pretty, because that's pretty dense. You don't realize that, like, you eat a bit of mashed potato, that's like 4 freaking potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, you can never have a party pie again, I'd probably go, oh. So, yeah. But my constant, yeah. the thing I don't think I can ever kick, and I think, like, I don't smoke, reckon I know what this I don't is. Drink much. Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't drink and I don't smoke much, but I think I might actually be addicted to chocolate.
Right, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like, well, they say it's addictive. I'll be at, like, a supermarket or something, I'm getting stuff, and then you know how they put them at the counter, and I start, like, sweating?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
oh, man, that's a Kinder Surprise right there. Right?
oh, boy. And there's a toy inside.
oh, I hope it's a puzzle.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying it. I'm buying for the puzzle. Okay? I happen to eat the chocolate.
Justifying it to myself, yeah.
yeah. Well, that's exactly why they do put them at the end of the counter. Mm. They know people are addicted.
Yeah.
But apparently, yeah, chocolate is addictive. Yeah. So I can imagine.
That's what I'm addicted to. That and obviously, like heroin.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. I'm massively addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
But you don't have... Yeah, do you have a constant that you don't think you could ever really give up?
I think if we're talking generally, meat... I don't,
think you don't think it'd be
although I think I could last a really long time. I think it's something that I would eventually crave is I think more what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I do think that some dishes are delicious that are vegetarian, you know, like,
like mashed potato.
Like mashed potato. Now, you know, well, in fact, if you go, if you go to a restaurant, I think sometimes getting the vegetarian option is sometimes better because a lot of meals rely heavily on the meat aspect.
Yeah.
And then you just get some, you know, like a side of veggies or something that just does nothing. But if you go for a vegetarian meal, there's like a lot of effort to make sure that that tastes good because it doesn't have that reliable source. So I think there's something on that.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. So meat is the thing that you don't think you could give up, but you wouldn't do anything for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm interested to see. So, we've taken the bait, but we haven't really given him maybe what he needs. Yeah. But right in with your next one.
Let's see if next week one, we pretend right in with your next
thing. Yeah. Two, what is your food, Vin? That's what we want to know.
Okay. All right. That's true.
Because
then we could.
Because I feel like you don't ask questions unless you also have an answer for that question. Where you're like, what is your favorite movie of all time? You're like, oh, it's this. What's yours? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You generally have something in mind when you ask someone else that question because you want to contrast and compare.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Okay.
I think this is, for people keeping count, the last question from Mitch's epic list of questions.
And may I just, for argument's sake, go back to what he originally said. It's been a while since I've asked a question, so I thought I'd jump back in with a couple.
Yes. Couple is two.
We've been going on for weeks now.
He's done several couples.
Okay. Anyway, this is the last one. Appreciate it.
Thank you for sending them in.
Yeah, but thanks. Actually, really appreciate it. Okay. Who would be the lead? Who would be the lead director and produce for a film about your life, excluding yourselves, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Now, loophole.
Yeah.
Excluding yourself. Mm-hmm. But can you play me? Or are we both excluded from each other?
No, I think, you know I think me it's well just enough. Like, yeah, that's
I
true.
I reckon you could do
we could
me.
Definitely play each other's lives.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to Reddit on Reddit. I'm Nelson.
That's so easy.
That,
so
was
easy.
That Nelson? Who knows?
I don't know.
But we actually have a friend that does maybe not to your ear, but does a pretty good impression of you.
Oh, I know. Definitely not to my ear, but people are like, oh my God, he sounds exactly like you. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He sounds like an idiot to me. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Friend Joel, he could play the lead for me.
Yeah. And if we can get an audio file for next week, we can contrast and compare, show people Joel's impression.
True. Could do.
And I would always love to see an impression of me, because they say you don't know your things until someone does an impression.
Mm.
So I don't know what my thing is other than getting erratically angry at nothing.
No, I think this is it. Hey, I'm Kimber. Come here, I'm Kimber. That's what you sound like.
That is actually really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do often...
Say, hey, up. Look at me.
I do. I say, Kimber. Hey, look at me, and just make everyone know that I am Canberra.
See, I told you. Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah.
I think for director, it would be Emma Watson.
Yeah, okay.
Because then I'd get to meet her, I imagine.
That's true, yeah.
And...
Oh, I see what you're doing here. Yeah, advantage.
Yeah.
Mine is Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
She doesn't direct, but she can give it a go.
Do you know how I'd get Emma Watson on board?
How?
I'd be like, hey, I was talking to some other men and they said that you couldn't do this. And I said, she bloody could.
And she'll do one of two things. She'll either direct that film or do a speech at the UN.
Yeah. Or slap me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three
And
things.
Either way, I like, if she slaps me, then I got touched
yep.
on the face. So that's by Emma Watson.
Yep.
I'd never watch that again.
By the way, she would hate this.
I know.
What you're saying right now is actually the worst.
But anyway, freedom of
I feel like my director... I don't have a very interesting life. So it would be some like guy fresh out of film school. Not really proved himself.
Yeah.
That would definitely be the director of my film. But yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, that's right, man.
That's fine.
I never know what I'm doing.
You are going to be great at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have my mentality down. Yeah. I never know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's right.
But who would play the lead? Who would play you? Do you have a doppelganger?
Apparently,
mm-hmm.
for a while, I think when my hair was a bit crazier and mm-hmm. I had some blonde in it,
yep.
there was a guy... Oh, man, it's not going to be good because I can't remember exactly... who it is, but there's a guy in the film Ghost.
Right.
That looks like me. Because remember...
Demi Moore.
Remember... Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember there was a... It was like that doppelganger thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, you put your photo of whoever it looks like.
Yeah.
You look
and
like...
Yours
and
yours
and people... Oh, well, people said to me, they were like, right. oh my God, this looks like you.
Yeah.
But to me, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, actually, in like year 7 or 8, my friends thought I looked like... Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. No, your ears are way too small.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You do a little bit, not much, but a little bit look like early 2000s Rob Thomas as well.
Oh, yeah,
just
okay.
a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Obviously, way too old to play.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm Nelson. I'm a teenager.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who would play me. I don't know. You probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of went over that.
Yeah.
Or, anyone famous?
Well, I've got a weird doppelganger.
Because
I look like Ozzy Osbourne's son, but skinnier. Have you seen
that? Actually, I think I've seen that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, also, kind of off topic, but if we were doing your friend Jai's life, it would be the Indonesian...
Prime Minister
yeah. or something?
Yeah.
This is...
There's a banknote from Indonesia, I think, and it looks spookily like my friend.
It is like exactly like
him.
It is crazy. It's like the Homer Simpsons episode where he sees the person looks exactly like him. It's exactly...
Yeah, his own Mr. Shine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's exactly that. It was so funny. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And maybe on the Facebook we can put pictures next to our supposed doppelgangers.
Okay.
So we can see.
I'll see if I can find that guy from Ghost that I don't really remember.
We'll find him.
Yeah.
Like him personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Get him to take a photo of himself.
Yeah.
All right. That was Reddit on Reddit.
It was.
It wasn't Ask Reddit because remember last week I stuffed up. I remembered what the episode, what the title of our show was called.
This is where we're ending the show. Mm-hmm. And obviously the ongoing joke is that I always somehow mess up when you try and say
we haven't finished yet, just so you know.
I know, but I'm
yes.
just, this is nothing to do with anything. But I got this new app that's an air horn. I just thought I'd mention that now.
Okay.
Just in case that comes into play later. I don't imagine it will.
Okay. I'm sure it won't.
No.
Anyway, if you would like to write into us, and it's got ads. That's the worst thing.
It was free.
Okay. If you would like to write into us, you can do so at READIT. Reddit podcast, yep. READIT podcast at gmail.com. Or at Twitter or at Facebook, you can reach us there.
Yep.
If you want to ask us a couple of questions and it turns out to be 10, you can do that.
Yep.
Or if you tell us how you'd beat people in a food fight, you could do that as well.
Yeah. Or if you just want to talk at all, just anything.
Yeah.
Tell me about your day, man.
Maybe.
You hear about our days, tell me about yours.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
What air horn apps do you use? I'm not going to use this one, obviously, because we're going to finish the show and that would be inappropriate.
I kind of just don't want to go on.
Nah.
To be honest.
I won't do it.
You're sitting there with your thumb hovering over the button.
Nah. I mean, I could slip, obviously. Okay. But I want to end the show professionally.
I would like to end the show really soon, though.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just going to put this a little closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe just turn the volume down, listeners.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Oh.
No, that's not too bad. Okay. We will read you later. That's so annoying.